Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
And so we get into the car, and Dawn had forgotten her Apple phone charger. Mm-hmm. So, and neither of us smoke. So we forgot that the place in the car that had the charger was also as the top of it was a cigarette thing. So we forgot because we don't smoke. So she presses it. And then we're both trying to take it out for like a whole minute. So we finally press it and it pops out. And I grab it and I'm like, why didn't it come out? So I grab it and grab the end of it. And I realize only when I grab it with my finger and I hear this, where it literally burns my finger. And you could smell the flesh that it burned in the car. So I drop it and I could see the rings. Now, I'll show you the picture. I could see the rings of the thing on my finger. And it was painful, but then because it literally seared my hand, the pain starts to like just go up and up and up and up. So I step out of the car because I'm like, I don't know if I can drive anymore. And I go back into the house and I sit down on the stairs. I'm like, Father. Then a thought comes to me and the thought tells me, reject the pain.
Reject the pain!
So for the next like 2 minutes, that was my prayer. I just started rejecting the pain and rejecting the pain. And the pain that has started to shoot up, after like 2 minutes, it starts to go back down. And then the pain leaves. Now, you will not believe that this is the finger.
Amen. Praise God. Miracles happened today.
Now, I can show you the picture of when it happened. On an ordinary day, the finger would have swollen and blistered and everything. This is the finger.
Do you have a picture?
I have a picture because I took it just to prove that.
So we went up the car. We saw people don't believe it. If it's going to take long, no problem. But hallelujah.
Okay.
I see. Okay. Just put it on the camera.
So that was a few minutes after it happened. You can see the mark and the rings of where the thing burnt my finger. Now, typically, that should have started to swell and blister. But this is the finger. Even the mark is almost gone. The mark is almost gone completely. And so I sat there and I was like, no, I'm going to glorify God and share this so you know that we have a big God. And just as Prophet Goshen was saying, that you believe with your mind, you have to allow your mind to believe the miracle. Because if I did not work with God, I would have just rejected that thought.
Look at the hands. Look at, this is the same hand.
This is the hand.
I want people to see.
And I grabbed the cigarette lighter with it, with the finger. It's almost completely gone. Almost.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. People, I believe we're about to step into something bigger, something greater. I really believe. Just raise your hand if you believe in God for a miracle right now. I want you to raise your hand. Or if I believe in God for deliverance, for healing, for finances, God is going to release it right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I just I just release the power of God right now. I just release the power of God right now. I just release the power of God right now. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. I release God's power over you right now. I said, be delivered in your body from every form of demons. Be free. I cast out every demon. I cast out every sickness. I cast out every pain. I reject pain. I reject demons. I reject lack. I reject poverty. I reject it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Repeat after me. Say, in Jesus' name, I reject every form of pain in my life. Emotional pain. Body pains. Spiritual pain. I reject it. Family pains. I reject it. I receive a painless life, pain-free life, prosperity, the shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' name, I am blessed. I'm anointed to prosper. I'm anointed to win. I'm anointed to bring salvation. I'm anointed for favor, divine favor, overflow. This year, I shall overflow, divine overflow over my life. Oh, I see the power of God right now. Receive God's power. I feel God's power came upon me so strong. You who are watching, receive God's power. It's divine overflow. What does it mean? Divine means supernatural. It's not just going to be, they're not just going to be flow of miracles. There shall be overflow of miracles. It's not just going to be a flow of healing. There shall be overflow of healings. There's just not going to be a cash flow, but an overflow of cash flow, an overflow of wealth. There's not just going to be some sort of favor, but it shall be an overflow of favor. And this favor is not natural. It's divine. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. Supernatural. Divine overflow. You shall be not just kind of funded, but overflow. If you want project to be funded, there will be 10 people who want to fund the same project because it's divine overflow. If you want help from one person, 20 people show up to help you over the same problem. Everything is going to, there will be traffic of blessings. Traffic of blessings. You shall have traffic, the same way we have LA traffic. You shall receive the LA traffic of blessings in the name of Jesus. Oh, it shall come like swish. It shall come like swish. Oh, in supernatural swish, 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 swish. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Blessings of the Lord will come like swish. Swish, swish. Healings are going to come like swish. People, I feel God's presence. Just take a few minutes and just receive. I see like wine, a new wine. Some of you are going to feel like you're drunk. Don't be scared. I just feel like a new wine is coming upon this ministry. A new wine is coming upon your life. A new wine of blessing is coming upon you. Freshness. The old wine is gone. New. The Lord says, I'm giving you new wine, new laughter, new joy, new blessing, new money, new yes. New wine. New wine. Receive it. The new wine skin. Of mindset, a new mind skin, of your spirit, new wine. In the name of Jesus, receive the wine. Oh, be drunk with the wine of the spirit. Be drunk in the wine of the spirit. Yes, an overflow. There's a new joy. There's a new joy. There's a wine from heaven. Wine from heaven. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your presence. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Diana, just come and receive something. Come. John, come and stand behind Diana. Father, I thank you that the time for a blessing has come. And let it overflow. Lord, release Release it. In the name of Jesus. It's time to overflow. Every limitation, let it be broken. In the name of Jesus. Swish. Swish. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. You can have that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Monique, just come and receive just a little bit. The Lord says he is going to give you new melodies. He's going to give you the music. Music to play every instrument. The spirit of skill. The spirit of worship. The spirit of the psalmist. Oh, swish! In Jesus' name. Swish! Woo. Call me, come and receive. Father, we thank you for melodies, angels of melodies, swish. Angels of melodies, swish. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Release the anointing upon him. Release it, swish. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. To you, swish. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Swish. Glory. May you walk in his power. Swish. Glory of God's power. Baptism of fire. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Ooh. We praise you, Lord. Let it overflow. As I release the power of God on all of you, you're going to receive it. Just raise your hand and receive it. Father, just release the anointing. Swish. Ooh. Swish. Ooh. Swish. Ooh. Swish. Healings like swish. Swish. In Jesus' name. Swish. In Jesus' name. Receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for releasing it. Thank you, Lord, for releasing it. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Glory, 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 glory. The Lord says, from this evening forward, from this day forward, you shall walk in uncommon favor. You shall walk in my glory and my power shall be filled in your home. And when you bind, the devils are bound. When you loose, the devils are loosed. When you loose the blessings, bind the devils. In Jesus' name, we bind every devil, we loose every blessing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, anything that takes away your peace is bound. We release favor. We release peace in Jesus' name. The Lord says it's time for massive miracles. It's time for uncommon miracles. It shall flow through favor, through love. Receive the liquid. I see God's liquid love. Receive the baptism of God's love. Liquid love, liquid love, liquid love, liquid love. Receive it. Liquid love, liquid love. Receive it. It's flowing like a golden oil. Woo! The oil, the golden oil, be anointed with the gold. Liquid gold, liquid gold, liquid gold, liquid gold. Heidi, your whole entire body is like a liquid gold, liquid gold, liquid gold, liquid gold. Ooh, 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 ooh. Liquid gold, liquid gold. Camila, liquid gold. Ooh. Nikomi, liquid gold. Ooh. Monique, liquid gold. Patrick and your wife, liquid gold. Receive that liquid gold. Receive that liquid gold. Pastor Sammy, receive that liquid gold. Together with your family, receive that liquid gold. Receive that liquid gold. What's the name of your new friend? Just raise your hand and receive that. And turn, just stand behind. Liquid gold. Liquid gold. There goes the liquid gold. The golden glory. There goes like swish. Touch our light now. Thank you, Father. Colin, receive the liquid gold right now in the name of Jesus. Deborah, receive liquid gold. Pick it right now in Jesus' name. Liquid gold for your daughters. Liquid gold for you, John. Liquid gold. Take it in Jesus' name. Take the liquid gold. We thank you, Father. Now receive the liquid gold. Receive it in Jesus' name. Adam, it's yours. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the liquid gold of heaven of our lives. Say, Lord Jesus, anoint me with the liquid gold in Jesus' name. I am the carrier of your presence. I am the carrier of your glory. I'm anointed with the liquid gold of heaven in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Oh, that's right. Liquid gold. That's wine. Receive a new wine. Woo! Some of you haven't been drunk with the Spirit for too long. It's time to get drunk again, to be filled with the glory. It's time for fresh wine, new wine. I mean, wine from heaven. Receive it. The Lord says, I'm pouring my joy. I'm pouring my spirit. I'm pouring my favor. I'm pouring my peace. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. We're almost time up. You know, you can take your seat. And let's have John correct for us offering and pray. You can give. Thank you, Lord, for the liquid love.
Liquid love. How about the liquid love? You know, as Pastor was talking, I said the same thing. We have some expectations. If I don't have a testimony to give, I get aggravated because I have high expectations. When I give and I say, Lord, I'm giving and I'm believing. I want to have a testimony, not just that I'm just getting by, but that I'm able to exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask, think, or even imagine. So that the testimonies that I give encourage and inspire others. Mm. That's why I've been so passionate about these declarations. And I love what you're saying, Pastor, because I believe that we have to get our expectations this way. And then we keep sowing and we keep giving and we keep declaring. And you know what? And it's like, and then boom, the manifestation comes. You know what? And then it's like, and then if I don't see it this week, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, Sunday rolls around and I'm like, I didn't see it this week. But I'm like, oh, I just get mad. And it's like, I'm going to start praying in tongues. I just start praying. I get violent in the spirit. You know, and I'm like, guess what? Something's going to turn this week. And then, you know what? And I start saying, and then the Lord's like reminding me, goes, why do you think something didn't turn? What about the phone call you had? Well, oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, is it headed in the right direction? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's hot. It's steps, John. So I want us also, as we're expecting and believing, start to take notation of the steps that are happening as the process. They always say, enjoy the process, right? I heard this story once before, is the Super Bowl, right? You have the team plays, all these teams play all year long, right? And then it's like, and then you've got the Super Bowl. But what happens before the Super Bowl? You have the season, and it takes a while. You win some. Like, I'm watching Kentucky play this year. Man, I'm so frustrated. 1 minute they win. Yeah, we beat Auburn. We're rocking. Then we lose to LSU. Like, man. Ugh. But I'm like, John, the process. We just got to get ready for March. And then there's the Final Four. And we'll get there. But you know what? I hope. But all that to say, it is for me because I get real emotional and upset. I'm like, John, enjoy the process. These are kids playing. Have fun with it. And I'm saying all this the same thing as we're giving, as we're sowing, as we're believing. Enjoy the process. You know, take the small victories that come with it as well. Maybe it's the phone call that came in. Maybe it's someone at the supermarket that says something to you and just blessed your socks off. Sometimes it doesn't always have to come with just money. It can come through other ways. It come in your relationships. However, I just want to still challenge us. make these declarations. That's why I just want to let's say them and let's mean them and let's believe and let's have an expectation. I want people just like with Pastor Sammy, that testimony blew me away. I love it because my grandparents smoked. And I remember pushing my finger in there going, man. And I know how that hurts because I believe you. I mean, that's like, wow. Because, that thing stay on your finger for a month and it smelled. Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, that's awesome. But I love that. That's what we need to be having also financially. Because we need to be giving into the ministry. We need to be a blessing to the ministry and to those that are around. So if that's what you want to do, let's just stand to our feet real quick. We're going to say our declarations. Swish. All right, here we go. As we receive today's offering, we are believing the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses. Benefits, sales, and commissions. Signed contracts. Always look at you. Say it again. Signed contracts. Investors. Estates and inheritances. Interest and income. Rebates and returns. Checks in the mail. Gifts and good surprises. I expect direct deposits, finding money, and debts paid off. Expenses decreased. Blessings increase. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for meeting all my financial needs. Exceedingly abundantly. Exceedingly abundantly. Above all what I ask. Think or even imagine. And for the needs of my church. Thank you, Lord. For $120,000. For His Presence Fire Ministries. That we may have more than enough. To give into the kingdom of God. And to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give it to John. You know what? It's just, I don't know if you have gotten this new book. It's not a new book. It's an old book, but it's new in the sense that it has not been around. It's not even on Amazon. I would encourage people to read this book in the beginning of the year because you will go through the journey of making decisions. So it's very important that you get this book. It's called The Game of Decisions. I don't know about you, I've faced business decisions, church divisions, relationship decisions, many decisions, all kinds of decisions that you face. This book will help you to navigate through life and become successful, you, in Christ Jesus. Then this book is very powerful about, some of you already have it, if you haven't gotten it, you have to get it. It's called The Lost Passion. It's very important to have your passion. This book will ignite your fire for passion for Jesus. Again, it's very important. And I want you to understand that God wants us to be kingdom focused rather than ourselves focused. We need to understand that God wants to bring souls into the kingdom. Something like that, that's something I would want to do. But there's something God wants to do. We can just dim the light. I want to show the video of the place where we have so much favor. I keep receiving calls to the landlord. He said, we want you to have this building. It's just amazing. We have been saying no to a lot of people because we feel it fits you.
It fits us.
Yeah.
And I was there with my friend Richard T. Jones also. He felt the same. Went to pray over it, but I want you to, this is not my vision, this is our vision, this is God's vision, and we must all dream together. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Let's all dream together and say, we believe God God is going to release the finance. This is nothing, people. With God, all things are possible. And you must have watched it, but it's important that you keep watching it until you get it right.
My name is Gershom Sikala. My heart is burning for the harvest of souls. Will you partner with me by getting this beauty? Will you pray for me? Will you deal financially? It's time for a sign of California to experience the fire of God. And we have a grace of people, hundreds of lives will be changed here. Bodies will be healed, hearts will be changed, minds will be transformed by the word of God. But I cannot move in this place without your support. For the start, I need $120,000. That will take us for the entire year. God is doing something big. In this 2024 is a year of harvest. Will you support financially for this building?
Hallelujah. Let's set to our feet and just take a moment and just raise hands to heaven. Father,
we agree. I pray that, Lord, you give us favor in the area of finances. Lord, we ask for the government of heaven to intervene. We pray that, Father, by April, you grant us to move into this place, that you will provide. If it means to give some people sleepless nights, visit some people by dream, we dispatch angels everywhere in the name of Jesus. For this Macedonian call, it's a call. A call to donate, a call to give, a call to sow, a call to partner with heaven, a call to do what heaven wants to do. Father, we dispatch angels everywhere in every home, and the people that have watched and those that are going to watch, both outside the country and locally. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, let the finances come like rain. And Lord, I pray that give these people seeds in their hands to sow. Give them finances to sow, to give to this ministry, so that we can have a harvest of souls. The sanctuary needs the move of God like never before. And we, as a church and as a team here, we say yes to the move of God. We will not depart from the prophetic. We will not depart from healing. We will not depart from signs and wonders. We will not depart from your presence, because you are growing us. We will seek your presence. We will seek your righteousness. We will seek your holiness. We will seek your word, your power, your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, that's another thing why God is calling us to do that, because a lot of churches of my friends and everyone, they started in power, prophetic power. They grew so much. They outgrew God. We want God to grow us, not to outgrow God. Most of them have outgrown God. Said, oh, God, you're not important enough. Prophetic is not, our schedule is more important and all this is more important. We were saying our schedule is not important. God's schedule is important. Our involvement is not important. God's involvement is important. I want to really see what happens when we put God first and trust him. And each one of you will be used by God. This is God's building. Each one of you have got an assignment. And you need to pray, God, what part should I play? Is it fast for it, pray for it, or call somebody or ask somebody? Just ask God. Even when we move into the building, you have to say, what part should I play? If you want to stay Eden, there's enough space to be Eden and still do the power of God. If you want to be visible, there's enough space to be visible. So it's beautiful. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.